here on East Coast Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, step right up, because this morning we've got a heavy hitter in the house. Not with punches, but with punch lines. Born in Zimbabwe, raised in Cape Town and all over South Africa, and now a national treasure, he's the comedy kingpin who's been cracking ribs for over four decades. From sold-out theaters to viral videos, clean, clever, and always hilarious. He's the man who made no gaan ons braai a catchphrase across the world. Brace yourself for belly laughs, I said Barry laughs, and brilliant banter. Give it up for the one, the only, South African's favorite cousin, Barry Hilton!
How you guys?
I'm great, eh? Just took me an hour and a half to get here from Somerset West.
Is that normal? Is this normal? Is this your normal traffic?
Not really. I until this morning, I didn't know there was 2 6 o'clocks in a day.
Well, Barry, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're gonna the people in Durban. I'm gonna let them know now. They're in for a bit of a treat. And a little bit later, I want to remind people about the first time I met you, all the way back in Carousel days when I was working at the sweet shop here. So we're gonna get there eventually.
That's right, eh?
Yeah, but right now we have quick fire questions for you. You ready?
Go.
All right, let's go. Barry, what was the last thing you Googled?
Google.
Hey, Google. What's Google?
No, that's the last thing I Googled. It was Google.
What's the best and worst thing about living in Cape Town?
The airport.
What is the hardest... what is the hardest comedy gig you ever did?
Newcastle University. When I got on stage, I said, hi, I'm from South Africa, and they paid me off. It's true. I said, I'm from South Africa. They got up on stage. I said, yeah, we don't want any racist jokes here. Leave. Yeah. That was 1989.
Hang on, that's Newcastle, UK, not Newcastle, KZN.
Newcastle, UK.
Yeah.
I lost it 1 minute on stage.
Snap.
Which comedian genuinely makes you laugh?
Mel Miller.
Oh, Mel. He's a legend. Who
is...
So
is Toyota, though.
Huh?
So is Toyota. Legend.
Yeah. Who's a... Who's the most famous fan you have?
Robbie Williams.
Yeah, he's a fan,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, respect. Wow. That's huge.
Finish this sentence for us. A South African braai without what is just wrong?
Without wood.
He would pass the Afrikaner test. He would pass it. He knows the difference between coal, gas, and wood. There we go. Not only is he the funniest man in South Africa and a national treasure, he also is and can qualify as an Afrikaner. Comedian Barry Hilton is with me in Cape Town today. We are going to be flying together back to Durban tonight. What's happening in Durban tonight? I hear you asking. Well, I'll let you know about that. Now, about 20 to 8, I want to share with you just my favorite story about Barry Hilton, the inspiration he was to me. I might even check and test to see how good his memory is.
East Coast Breakfast.
A lot of people don't know this, but Barry is actually the inspiration for... I always wanted to be an actor, but he's the inspiration for me doing stand-up comedy. I was working at a sweet shop at the Carousel. I'm saying now decades ago.
Was decades ago.
And you were the resident comedian at the Cheyenne Saloon.
Cheyenne Saloon, yeah. 1,500 people a night. It was great.
Yeah, and packed. It was every night. Packed.
Packed.
And you did literally a new show every single night.
Yeah, any subject.
Any subject.
So they would say, give me a subject. I'll tell you a joke about it.
And I would sneak off and I'd come and watch you, and hilarious every single night. It was just really, really legendary. And then I was really, really keen to try this. And then the one day you came into sweets, because you used to come in to buy your sweets before you drive back to the East Rand.
That's right.
Do you remember?
Yes.
And then I don't know how you remember this. And then
as you come out the Shine City, turn right, and you were on the right.
Right there, yeah. And you used to come to get 200 grams of biltong, and a Coke and a bag of sweets.
Yeah.
And then the sweets are for the kids, and biltong was for you.
Yeah.
And do you remember what I said to you?
Yes.
What did I say?
Can I help you, sir? I remember that. That's true. That's true.
After that.
I said, I want to be a comic. I said, yo, work hard, dude. It's been hard work, but do it.
Yeah.
I tell a lot of young comics who say, listen, I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And I said, and what else do you do? Well, I do this. And I said, well, there we go. It's time to make a choice. It's time to make a choice. So you either say, I'm going to do this,
yeah,
or I'm going to do this. Because if you do both to supplement one another, yeah, then you're never going to get off the mark.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Well, I suppose that's how you got to a position where you could, like, people could pick a subject and that's it. You had a joke. You had a comeback. You had something for, you know.
Can I tell you a story about that? I used to work in this club in Joburg called the Runway Bar. And the same people, about 50% of the audience every day were the same guys, because they used to come and sit there after lunchtime. And I did a lunchtime gig and an evening gig. And they would sit there and do business deals. They were all in logistics, air freight and things like that.
Hmm.
So when I started, I could do 4 hours nonstop. I could. That was, but I'd been practicing since I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
So I could do 4 hours of gags, bang, bang, bang. And you know, those days it was just jokes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then one day I thought, I can't do this anymore. And I walked on stage and my mind was a little bit blank. And I said, oh, now you know what? Give me a subject, yeah, and I'll tell you a joke about it.
Yeah.
And the guy said, the Queen of England. And I remember saying to him, the Queen is not a subject. And that's how it started.
Yeah.
That's how. Then I started. I think, can I say that made me quite famous by saying, give me a subject. I'll tell you a joke about it. Try anybody. There we go.
Yeah.
Give me a subject.
Do you want to do it now?
Yeah, I want
to. Okay. Dogs.
Dogs. I knew a dog. He went into a forest for a pee.
Yeah.
He didn't have a leg to stand on.
Common. Throw him one.
Ponies.
Oh, ponies.
You'll never have.
No, it's a big. It's a story about horses, but it's a small story.
All right. Traffic.
Eh?
Traffic.
You want a joke about traffic?
About traffic.
Okay. It's a stop and start joke.
Give me a joke about radio.
Radio. You know what? I was quite surprised because I had an AM radio and it was playing after 12 o'clock. I couldn't believe it.
Cell phones.
Eh?
Cell phones.
I got arrested once and I phoned my lawyer from my cell phone. not the phone. It was the cell.
Come on, give him a hard one. Give him a tough one.
No, this is insane how easy he can do this.
And I used to watch him do. I did this every single night at the Cheyenne Saloon. I would sneak out. I'd sit there for an hour and I'd watch him for hours after night and just give me a subject. Give me some. And
birds,
then people would throw in stuff
can
like.
Do birds.
Yeah, do birds.
What do you want?
Birds.
Two birds. They're actually called X's now because they used to be Twitters.
Great. I watched the wheels turning on that one. He made that one up, as we said. A rocket science.
A rocket science.
Or a rocket scientist.
A rocket scientist. I said to him one day, where are you going? He said, I'm down the road. I said, I can give you a lift off. No.
I don't know how you do it. How do you do it?
I don't know. I've got a course that I actually sell now online. It's called Talk Funny.
Yeah.
It shows people how to do it. And it's basically, I have three jokes that I use. Puns, exaggeration, false logic. That's my thing.
Yeah.
And if you look at most of comedians, that's what they use.
Yes.
So when that happens, I go find the word. It's a pun, it's an exaggeration, bang, 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 and it just comes together.
You're a legend. So if anyone in Durban tonight wants to throw any subject at you and watch Barry Hilton live doing comedy,
they can just do it. Any subject you want.
Okay. Where are you going to be tonight?
I'm at the Rambalay, bro. Darren, Sky and Carmen on East Coast Radio. Right. I'm going to Durban tonight. Don't forget. Yes. Rambalay.
The Rambalay Theatre in Umbilo tonight. You can go and get your tickets at Web Tickets.
Yeah. Sunday, 2 o'clock.
And also the Rumble.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You got a second show. Why are you spoiling Durban like this?
I love Durban. It's a great place. Yeah.
Why is Durban? What Durban audience is like? So like compared to like Cape Town or Joburg or even Newcastle.
They're South Africans, man. I work all over the world, and I'm very blessed that South Africans are actually, even though we got the toughest place, we're having a hard time now. You know. I mean, Siddle's just come back from America with a MAGA hat. And it's, you know, it's make Africa great again. It's a mega H. It's Make Africa Great Again, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yeah. And if you want to know, anybody wants to know anything about that, because corruption is rife in South Africa, apparently. Yeah. But I've got the inside. And if anybody needs to know anything about the corruption that's going on in South Africa, can you just send me a brown paper envelope with 500 shirts?
Barry, how often do people come up to you and ask you to do the Ons gaan nou braai joke or any joke?
Every single day. But it's fine. You know, you've got to look at it as a blessing because people like it. What the best is for me when I go do a gig in a club, because I'm doing smaller gigs now. I've stopped doing the big shows. I don't like it anymore. And people bring their teenagers, and the teenagers that you see, they're under duress, okay? And then when I start, after about 5 minutes, they're going like, wow, this is actually quite sharp. Mm. And then the father, then always it comes up, the father brings him and says, I told you that Nochonon's Bray was this guy. And then Barry, tell it, please. And I go, okay. So I'm very blessed that people would still want to listen to me after all these years. No. So it's lekker.
No, wherever you are, you're absolutely hilarious.
But my show changes all the time, you know. It's because I don't have a script.
Yeah.
I don't have a script at all. I just go on stage and talk.
Yeah.
So we'll make a plan. I mean, South African unity is getting better. The politicians are getting great now. John Estain called the president Cyril, and Cyril called him John.
Yeah.
Live on TV. I thought, wow, what's going on here, bro? I was surprised that the other mate was there, Julius.
You know, you were saying that. Well, we've said this as comedians all the time. How come you pay money to go see a musician and they play all the same songs?
Yeah.
But for us...
Yeah, they say, oh, well, I've heard that. So yeah. Yeah.
But I think you've made it as a comedian when people are asking you for some of your greatest hits, like No Gaan Ons Braai.
Yeah. But you better not ask that to Drukkers. Because you'll give... I want a greatest hit, yeah.
You know, and this is the other thing that you're famous for, and this is a complete unique selling point. Barry Hilton is clean, family friendly comedy. How are you able to do that?
I don't know. When I started, it was a guy called Johnny Noble who helped me off, and my first gig for him, I did a gig. I was telling soccer change room jokes. Mm. You know what I'm saying, for the boys.
Yeah.
And he said to me, "Listen, dude, there's a massive future for you. If you keep it clean, you will always be in the scene." So I stuck to that, and I have the ability to not curse. Although I get idiots come to me, "Now I was with you, I saw you 12 years ago and you were so drunk you couldn't do this and your mouth was terrible." And I said, "Dude, A, I don't drink, and B, I don't curse, and ask anybody." Off stage, I'm one of the boys, man. You like it, you know, but I'm saying I don't see the need for it. But however, there's some very clever comics who use profanity in a proper way. John Velismus, example. He's not a comic anymore. He's doing other stuff. He would say, "Da da 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 da. What the F is this?" That's how a Billy Connolly type thing. And the yellow of the young comics will go, "Oh, I was walking down the effing road and I saw this effing guy." And then, come on.
Not necessary.
You can do better than that kid.
Well,
there's a lot of great comics in South Africa.
Yeah.
Some really classy comedians.
And you can catch one of the greatest of all time tonight and Sunday at the Rumbelow, Barry Hilton in Durban, for those two gigs. And you can get your tickets at Web Tickets. Thanks, Barry.
It's an absolute pleasure. I hated you this morning when I got up at 5.
Are we okay now? I'll get you a cup of coffee. We'll be fine.
Please. Frightening.
It's East Coast Breakfast.